Now I'll read the commentary that Kaufman wrote through these first eight verses of Daniel chapter 8. And this is specifically about the prophecy of Alexander the Great. He wrote, "There is the account that Josephus wrote in his book of the Jewish history when the high priest of Jerusalem showed Alexander this chapter in the book of Daniel. Alexander spared the city from the punishment and even extended the most amazing privileges to Jerusalem and the Jews. This is so clear a prophecy that there is no wonder that Alexander the Great recognized himself in it when it was shown to him." And so he did not destroy Jerusalem. They met, these priests met Alexander and his army outside of Jerusalem and showed him this chapter 8 of the book of Daniel. And Alexander recognized that this obviously was talking about him, and so he spared Jerusalem and did not destroy them like he was destroying everything else. "This vision harmonizes perfectly with the earlier ones in Daniel chapter 2 and 7. The Greek kingdom was represented in the first as belly and thighs of brass, and in the second by a leopard with four wings. The four wings, of course, stand for swiftness, and here that characteristic is inherent in the fact that this goat went so fast that he did not even touch the ground. Note also that he came from the west. Alexander's great conquest followed that course exactly. He crossed into Asia Minor and carried his campaigns all the way to India, the only conqueror in world history ever to do that. The great central horn of the goat stands for Alexander himself. Note that it was broken when it was strong. It was at the very height of Alexander's glory in 323 BC that he suddenly died as a result of his drinking alcohol and a fever. The four notable horns that followed Alexander were most circumstantially fulfilled by the division of his world empire into four parts. First, the Macedonian and Greek and Greece to the west. The second division was Thrace and Asia Minor to the north. The third division was Egypt to the south. And the fourth division was Syria and Babylonia to the east. And this fourth Syria and Babylonia is where this little horn is going to come out that ends up suppressing the Israelites some 200 years into the future. As the prophecy said, toward the four winds of heaven, that was the north, south, east, and west. Note also that none of these ever attained the importance of Alexander's kingdom. It was from the Greek division of Syria and Babylonia that the blasphemous little horn arose to challenge the Jewish religion in the times of the Maccabees. Palestine at first fell under the control of Egypt, but later was taken over by the Greek division of Syria and Babylonia. It was from them that the terrible little horn developed. All of Alexander's empire finally disappeared into the dominions of the Roman Empire. The last little remnant was that of the Greek division in Egypt, but it was reduced to a Roman province in 63 BC. The famed Cleopatra was involved in the events related to that.